Ukraine security issue.
During the shelling of the city of Mykolaiv, an 11-year-old rescued boy was found under the rubble of one of the buildings. The child has numerous mine explosive injuries and fractures. The head of the Mykolaiv Regional Council, Hanna Zamazeeva, told about it. Now 521 victims of Russian shelling are in regional hospitals. Russian troops shelled the city of Orikhiv, Zaporizhia region. Infrastructure was destroyed as a result of the attack. A woman was killed and 9 local residents were injured. Alexander Staruch, the head of Zaporizhia Regional Military Administration, announced this on social networks. On Thursday morning, the Russians launched a kamikaze drone attack on the Kyiv region. In the Makariv community, 3 enemy drones hit an infrastructure object. Fortunately, there were no casualties. A fire broke out as a result of the shelling, and it was contained. Residents of the community were left without electricity. This was announced by the head of the Kyiv Regional Military Administration, Oleksiy Kuleba. Russia meets the status of a terrorist state. This was told by President Volodymyr Zelensky during his speech at the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe session via video meeting. He welcomed the changes in the attitude of the international community towards Russia and said that a real dialogue had finally begun to save people from the aggressor. Volodymyr Zelensky said that Europe can now play a historic role in the creation of a special tribunal to investigate the crime of Russia's full-scale aggression against Ukraine. The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution condemning Russia's attempt to annex the occupied territories of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhzhia regions of Ukraine. 143 out of 193 member countries voted for the resolution, 35 abstained, and 5 voted against. These are Russia, Belarus, Syria, North Korea, and Nicaragua. The adopted resolution is of fundamental and significant importance. Just as for the last 8 years, this resolution condemning the annexation of Crimea allowed the world to consider the peninsula as Ukrainian. The document that was put to the vote is much more powerful than the Crimean version, said Serhii Kislytsa, a permanent representative of Ukraine at the UN. The text of the resolution contains clear requirements for the complete withdrawal of troops and the cessation of aggression. When the ways of peace negotiations are mentioned, the text immediately puts some preventive mechanisms and says that the negotiations can only be about such a future of Ukraine and a such a solution, which provides for the inviolability of internationally recognized borders, including Crimea. You see, if not from Twitter, then from Facebook, if not from Facebook, then from some parliament or some exalted international leader. There are constant calls for us to give something, to agree to something. Therefore, it is very important for many countries to study all this, because the Ukrainian case has many analogies that can be, as a precedent, applied to other conflicts in the world, said Serhii Kislytsa. Ukraine is an effective subject of global politics and conducts a dialogue with its partners at the level of such relations, where no one orders it to do anything. This is how the advisor to the head of the president's office, Mykhailo Podolyak, commented on the statements of the head of the Russian foreign ministry, Sergei Lavrov, that Washington will force Kyiv to negotiate with the Kremlin. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, today Ukraine itself set the agenda and several positions appear in it. In its current form, Russia is inadequate and does not perceive the real world, so there is nothing to talk about. Second, from a strategic point of view, Putin is losing influence and gradually losing to his elite. They will push him away. That is, it is impossible to agree on something with them. Third, we should expect a conflict in Putin's inner circle for key positions. And in this way, we will understand that the other configuration of power will be within the framework of which we will be able to conduct certain negotiations. And the key thing is that the Ukraine absolutely must liberate all its occupied territories. Because without this, the war will not end. Russia will always look for an excuse to take revenge. Therefore, as soon as the armed forces have completed their work, we will go to the internationally recognized borders. Then President Zelensky will draw a roadmap, within the framework of which we will conduct a negotiations process with the Russian Federation, said Mykhailo Podolyak. Russia can attack its gas transport infrastructure in order to blame it on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned about this in an interview with German ZDF. In this case, the aggressor state will have an excuse to strike at the Ukrainian gas transmission system, cutting off the supply of the gas to Europe. Russia is looking for new opportunities for gas blackmail.
Чтобы их не обвинили, они сделают теракт у себя на территории. Потому что если они бьют по нашей газотранспортной...
In order not to be blamed, they will commit a terrorist attack on their territory. Because if they hit our gas and transportation system, they will have large fines, because they have to supply gas to Europe. Therefore, they will be blow something up, accuse us in order to hit our gas transportation system, because in this case they will say, we reacted. After that, they will say to Europe, look, there is no way. We urgently need to launch Nord Stream 2, which you are not launching. You should give us this opportunity, because Europe will run out of gas because of Ukraine. This will be the step, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The president of Ukraine also calls on the world community to take into account the threats and draw conclusions. Due to Russian missile attacks on energy facilities, Ukraine has stopped exporting electricity since October the 11th. Ukrainian electricity, which was exported after the synchronization to the EU, as well as via separate lines to Moldova and Poland, helped Europe replace Russian gas and supported the stability of the European energy system. Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary, advisor to the Minister of Energy of Ukraine, Lana Zerkal, spoke about the prospects of resuming electricity exports to the EU. According to her, it depends on many factors.
One of the factors is the atomic station, which is not only disconnected,
one of them is the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is not just turned off now, but is in cold mode and operates on generators. This is a very dangerous situation that requires the immediate intervention of the international community in view of the danger posed by this nuclear plant. In terms of how we will be able to export, now with such extensive damage from this shelling, we have questions about how electricity is redistributed within Ukraine to repair all the damaged power lines. That is, it will require time and analysis, said Lana Zerkal. As a result of Russian aggression, Ukraine's water supply system suffered damage of more than $6 billion. This was announced by the president of the Ukrvodokanalekologiya Association, Dmytro Novitsky, during a briefing. According to him, more than 100 energy supply facilities and water canals were attacked. To restore them, employees worked even at night. At present, Ukrainian water facilities are equipped with everything necessary to maintain water quality at the proper level. International organizations, in particular the International Committee of the Red Cross and UNICEF, are helping Ukraine to restore infrastructure.